Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins, he teaches history. Michael and I, now and again, entertaining Are We Now in a Civil War, transport ourselves back nearly 2,000 years to the first century A.D. We are Roman citizens, equestrian class, not senatorial. We don't work for a living. We're sitting by the River Thames in Londinium, the edge of the empire, frontier land, drinking wine from our cups and philosophizing, sometimes about the failure of the Republic, and the Emperor's okay with us, he's semi-divine demission. We also reflect upon the challenges to Rome at the edges of the empire by the savages, and also internally by people who are unhappy with the might of Rome. One such group are the Christians who've recently come to Londinium and are converting Roman matrons, fine Roman matrons and their elderly husbands, to this secret cult that meets at night and always turns the other cheek, or some language like that. I am complaining to Germanicus what true Roman patriotism looks like. 11 years ago, in Herculaneum and Pompeii, vacation land for the citizens of Rome, south of Neapolis, the mountain burst into flame, Vesuvius. We could see it from the coastline and from a nearby navy base. Pliny the Elder famously led a rescue mission, couldn't get close to Herculaneum because of the pumice in the water. However, a cousin of mine sold horses to the Praetorian Guard, and he told me this story. One Praetorian commander was at the naval base, saw that it was impossible to get through with big ships, triremes, to rescue the people fleeing Herculaneum in the first day. So he took a small boat. This Praetorian commander, special forces, the best of the best. He'd just been paid. He was on holiday to the beach on Herculaneum and organized the rescue effort to get people off in little boats, organized it through the evening into the night. And then sometime in the middle of the night, when the mountain exploded and the superheated surge came down, he was wiped out. Well, 2,000 years later, Michael and I, our Christian names, we know that we found the bones of that hero. We found him in the beach. That is Roman patriotism. And Germanicus, I don't fault you for being a person to analyze these cults, Isis and Sibyl and Mithra and now Christ. But why do we need to replace the empire, the Redeemer nation, the Redeemer empire that turned this savage Mediterranean basin into civilization? What are the Christians thinking? Good evening to you, Germanicus.
Good evening, Gaius. This is the question of the day, of the hour, even. Rome, in fact, did rescue the world of the Hellenes, the world that would come to be called the Hellenistic world, a world that had become enmired in opulence, decadence, and other corruptions in the East, in Egypt and in Syria. And Rome, with its republican virtues of duty and filial honor to ancestors and a sense of the heroic and of self-sacrifice, Rome was able to liberate the East from its corruption and reform the ancient civilizations from which Rome had emerged through the Etruscans. And in the West, Rome was able to tame the savage barbarians, the primitives, and teach them Latin, and teach them also to grow and to drink wine, and essentially create out of the the Celtic barbarism of Gaul and similar cultures in Spain and, of course, Britannia, the Roman Empire has stitched together an entire world that is not only civilized, but that hews to the order as well as the power of Rome, with the sole exception of the Germans in the west and the Parthians in the east. And they are both well at bay. And what Rome has created is truly exceptional. It is a mission handed down from the gods, and it is really the singular culmination of history.
All right, 2,000 years later, let us go. The American Empire, the 21st century, the Redeemer Nation, saved the planet from darkness in 1945. All these decades later, we're rejected because, and we're rejected because we have citizens who find fault with the Redeemer Nation, the American Empire, statues of Ulysses Grant, a man who saved this nation before it saved the world, the Church of Woke. What is it that they see that I do not, Roman citizen, American citizen, see about the success of our empires?
It is unsettling as well as uncanny, and more than a bit mysterious, that America, in its meteoric course and in its own brand of exceptionalism, has literally paced that of Rome, including saving, instead of the corrupted East, it saved the corrupted squabbling states of Western Europe. And then throughout much of the rest of the world, the U.S. was able to create order, as Rome had done, and able to bring a kind of American brand of civilization in that order throughout most of the planet. And even, we thought, to China itself and the
yes.
former Soviet Union.
We just have 2 minutes. Germanicus.
Well, the problem with Rome and the rise of Christianity is very similar to the rise of the woke, in that you have an upper class embracing a new religion that offers a sense of the sacred, which has fallen down, which is no longer satisfying, and that also manages to reinforce this ruling class's lock on society and, most important, its lock on wealth. So just as in the end of first century Rome, you had the optimates beginning to embrace Christianity and yet using it as a way to shore up their wealth and control in the empire. And that worked all through the next three or four centuries. And what's going on in the U.S. is the ruling class, by embracing the vision of woke, is renewing, at least in their own minds, their legitimacy, their right to rule. And this is increasingly a kind of duality, a kind of jointness, if you will, two sides that you see with new religions that take their earliest and most enduring conversions among the wealthy and the ruling class. And this is one of the more ironic and even to put a more of an underscore on that, it's not just ironic, it's also unseen by those who are engaged with it, just as it was among the Roman aristocracy.
Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins, Germanicus of Londinium. We will continue this conversation. Roman patriotism, American patriotism, under review. The empires challenged. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.